Lisa Escudero was one of our three wrestler residents who are exhibiting during this January-March beginning of the year season. And if you don't know what the wrestler residency is, it's a four-month residency that artists apply for with a project or two in mind. It's nothing hard and fast. It's a time for development and growth. And Eloisa came, and she was still wanting to explore some of her work that she's been doing with, what's the name of that series?
Dysfunctional Composition.
Dysfunctional Composition. And yeah. And what struck me is that Eloisa makes work that I've never seen before. I don't think I've ever seen a double wish log in my life.
That's this one right here.
And any of these other things that she's got going in here. And participation is a big part of what you do.
Yes.
And I'm going to let you talk about that.
Okay. So basically, you can participate with all of them, except with this one is actually, I do a mini performance for this one, and if anybody wants to do it later on, we can. And so basically, this is called Video Game, and it's not really a video game. The end product is a video that is a game. But so this is called, so basically you come up to me and I engage you in a conversation, and then I build up a dysfunctional composition. Not that you're dysfunctional, the world is dysfunctional. And then what I'm going to do is some people have thrown this, but it's all on the back. I will hand you a stack of these, and you are basically going to play a game of ring toss, which I'm going to film it, but you get to make your own rules. It's kind of like taking control in your life, taking control of your anxieties, your fears, or anything that you set your mind to as far as the game goes. So, I have people before earlier today that their game was to not loop on anything. and that was fantastic.
Good rule.
So, and you get to make up your own. You get to take control. And you get to make up your own. And then afterwards, I will display the video with your name on it. And it says, so-and-so's video game. And then watching them play video game. And so that's video game. And well, you heard about the double wish log. The double wish log is basically you make a wish for you and for somebody else out there. If you don't have anybody else that has a wish, you can just go to cure cancer, or it has to be for somebody else,
right.
And it has to be good. And so then you concentrate on your wish. And you either drag it out through the opening here, or you can't lift that much, and you're going to focus your flame. You can focus on any floor, and then as soon as you focus on your flame, you take a moment to get your wish, you think of your wish, concentrating on your positive energies on both of the wishes at the same time. And so it's kind of like a shrine-ish piece, but now it's not only you get a wish, but somebody else does. So it's taking more of a approach to helping somebody else, not just yourselves. So usually you come back and then you put the flame back where it is. Which one? This one. This one is basically it's. I came up with this idea because sometimes you just wish some, I have some anxiety disorder. I don't know if you can tell. So this is a way visualizing basically taking when you have an anxiety that you need some way to visualize to get yourself out of it. And so I provide, it's kind of like a tool. So this is a visualization of what my panic attacks are, or anybody's panic attacks are, in a format of a video. And so basically, you know, you have all these fears hanging on a line, which is where I kind of like to put fears on a line that any minute I could cure this and it can all go away. So you pick one up and you just basically concentrate. And also it's a kind of like a making a fear or phobia, which is usually very harsh on the person, you know, and making them vulnerable by just having a string. And then you're just going to drown it to the best of your knowledge as to describing it sort of on a abstract way, which best describes your intensity of, you know, and then you're going to try to drown a little. I think poke it and try to drown a little is best effect. And then eventually they will go down once it's soaked. So that's like, that's the key to, you know, to, for me, to drown it. Actually, my original idea is to set the string on fire, but I would think that visitors would have a problem with that.
Might escalate. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe I'll do it some other time, but, you know,
rooftop.
Get like, you know, yeah, or get special code from the fire,
right.
department.
Fire department standing by.
Yeah. So, yeah, so this is a... So this one is basically, I started out with this one, and then at the end of my residency, I basically start thinking, like, everybody has their own problems, everybody has their own path, everybody has, so I kind of started looking at people as kind of like their own, each very complicated equation to be basically solved by what you do in life at the end of it. And then so that end of that process that equals... of the, you know, that comes at the end is an equation in itself that is very, in a sense, to you and nobody else is the same. So therefore, it's very abstract. Only you can understand, no one else can understand. So, and that's why I started developing sort of like a way to basically graph or, let's say, map yourself into these sort of devices and adding the video. So even as you speak, as you are graphing yourself with those two things, you are literally evolving with it. So you are allowed to place it any time, and then with these two points, you sort of graph. The idea with the round thing is that it came from like kind of like a pie chart situation. But I tried to put as many variables so, you know, not everybody gets the same thing. So you can actually play with the actual string. It's quite malleable to do anything you want. And so that's kind of like mapping yourself. So you basically map yourself, and then you leave it there. And the reason why it's lower is because, somebody else did this before. So what you're going to do is that automatically, if you want to interact, you first are going to bow to the person who already grafted before. So you're kind of honoring that person who has put out their personality and all their, you know, out themselves into this. So that's the reason why it's lower. This one is a more normal one where you kind of, you know... But that's basically like saying that, you know, life is kind of ordinary, so I took ordinary objects and then made it a system of graphing or mapping yourself. So automatically, you know, you're supposed to take all of them out. You let somebody else, somebody else's graph stand for a little, and then you start graphing yourself from the beginning. And then, so that's about it. And then this one is basically, this is another, it's sort of a panic attack also, much more severe than that one. So the idea is that somebody else there has that. And so the idea is that you're going to block it. And what I mean by blocking is that you're not going to take it, other panic attack with them, but you're going to basically, you're the person, it's symbolizing the person that you always talk to, that talks you out of a panic attack, that talks you out of something. So, you know, it's a symbolic blocking. So you block you know, basically you're supposed to stand in front of it. Some people do. It's also in the gut and chest area. And that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to stand right in front of it, blocking what's going outside. And so it's kind of like inside and outside kind of deal. A little bit reversed. And that's it. And so it's called interactive variable because, you know, it's required that your presence as a complicated equation come in and interact with the whole entire, all of the pieces. Any questions? Or did I say
what about that one?
Oh, sorry. So this is a self-portrait. So it's kind of like a more complicated mapping of myself. So this is just basically me. The pom-poms are my birthday. And then my obsession because of my birthday is all five. So it's 5, 5, 1973, 73, 7 plus 3 is 10. So it's equal 10 balls for the year and 5 each for my birthday. And so I have a certain obsession with 5, so I put it over here. And the buttons are basically like, I like the use of the buttons because sometimes it's kind of like, you know, if you have a phobia and anxiety, I wish it's just you'd be able to turn it off immediately. And the image there is me and my phobia coming and meeting together and then splitting away. And then the chair is because lately I have some knee pain, so sometimes I have to sit a lot. So I thought I had it in. It's current. It's my life. And then I just added another one so you can see a little more of a distortion when you focus. That image in the chair is not focused. So in order to really focus, you gotta go on the triangle and adjust itself. So you're kind of like interacting with me as you're seeing that and seeing my phobias, my inner fears, and et cetera. That's it. Is that all? Any questions?
Can you talk a little bit more about the death one?
The what?
One about dying, or was it living and dying? I was outside, so I couldn't. Sorry if you guys, I know you've already heard it.
The death, the dying? What that means like, basically it's like a, so I arrived at the thing is that basically everybody has, is like an equation. And then the end of the equation, the solving of the equation, it comes together when you're like at the end of your life, basically, when you end, when you passed away. And so that answer in itself is a very complicated answer, and it's only one you can understand. And so for you, for anyone else, it's a complicated, it's just an abstract thing that you just can't understand.
Right.
So, so in a sense, you're graphing yourself abstractly.
Great. So really great.
Thank you. Cool.
Yeah.
You are? Questions?